Hi guys, and welcome back to Pursuing Purpose with myself, Vanika Lady B. Lewis. I want to talk to you in this particular session about branding. Many of you hear about branding all the time, but it relates specifically to businesses. Well, I'm here to tell you today that branding is not just for business. You need to brand you. Branding really is about creating an image. From a business perspective, it's important to have kind of set colors that you use, know what your style is, create a style guide, have a set logo. The idea around all of that is that when customers or clients see your products, they know exactly who you are, what you offer, and what you stand for. So I want you to take a moment and think about what that means for you as an individual, because branding is important to think about, again, not just for businesses, but for who you are. Why? Because you represent you. People should know by looking at you the type of woman that you are. I'll give you a perfect example. When a woman gets married, she puts on a wedding ring. That's a representative that she's married. Without that, guys will look at it and think, hey, she's fair game, she's good to go. Whether we want to believe it or not, what we wear, how we talk, how we present ourselves lead people to have certain beliefs about who we are. We like to say that that's not okay and it's judging, but the reality is that it happens. We do it in every aspect of our life, whether it's deciding a book that we want to buy, whether it's deciding a store that we want to go into. Even when you are in a new place and there's a lot of people, you glance around the room and kind of get an idea of who you think your crowd may be or who you may want to sit next to. It's something innate in us. With that, I want you to begin to think about what image do you portray. When people look at you, what do they think? When you talk, what do they think? When they first meet you and they're looking you up on social media, what do they see? In today's society, media also plays a huge factor in our individual image. A lot of times we say we believe in certain things and we live a certain way, but our social media profiles, images speak something different. And even employers have kind of caught on to that and will start to browse your pages before they give you an opportunity to interview you. You want to really begin to think about these, especially as you begin your journey on pursuing purpose. If you're going to really begin to walk in the fullness of who you are and who God has created you to be, it's important to make sure that you also represent Him in a good way. You don't want to be saying that you're on this journey of pursuing your purpose to impact lives, but portraying an image that doesn't reflect that. I can't tell you what your particular brand needs to be or how you need to carry yourself without having a one-on-one with you. But I do want to encourage you to begin to think about that. Make sure that your image also aligns with your core values, your core beliefs, and the journey that you're going on. It doesn't have to be cookie cutter. It doesn't have to be something that you think other people want to see. Again, it just needs to align with who you are. Brand yourself, because regardless of what people may tell you, what others think of you and see in you matters. And I want you at your best as you pursue your purpose, operating in the fullness of who you are. If you ever have any questions about what that means, or if you're interested in an assessment, go ahead and hit me up. You can hit the link on my page under Connect With Me, and I would love to chat with you. If you're a business and you're interested in kind of figuring out branding for yourself, you can actually go to my service and products page and set up a free consultation. Why? Because branding is important, and I need to see you at your best. Listen, thanks again for joining me and the rest of our faith friends as we do this thing called life together. I love you all, and I am on my way out of here. Grace and peace over and out, Lady V.